call the meeting, the meeting of the Finance Administration Operations Committee meeting to order. Secretary, please take the roll.
Committee Chair Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Darcy.
Here.
Director Gonzalez.
Here.
We have a forum.
Thank you. Is there any public comment today from anyone? Any public comment? Okay. No public comment? I'd like to seek a motion for approval of the minutes of the regular board meeting and executive session held on June 20th, 2012.
So moved.
This should be the, not regular board meeting, this should be the, this should be the, for the Finance FAO Committee, not the regular. Approval of the, approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration Operations Board meeting and executive session held on June 20th, correct? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Executive Director, do you have any items today?
I do not. Thank you.
No problem. Finance. Mike, I know you've got several, three items today. Renewal of the contract with the Treasurer's Office and the Collection Agency contracts we're going to talk a little bit about. And then item three, the senior pool of financial firms. I don't know if you're ready. I think you mentioned we weren't sure ready to present on this. We may wait till the full board meeting next week.
This is an informational only. We can discuss it briefly if you'd like, but we're not sure at this point.
Okay.
Thank you. Good morning, directors. Finance has two items, as Chair Peterson mentioned, to which we would like action from the committee. First item is resolution or authorization to renew contract with Bank of America to provide banking services and armored car services through Brinks to the tollway. This contract was originally awarded pursuant to an RFP that was issued in 2005 by the State of Illinois Treasurer's Office. The award provided for an initial four-year term with annual renewal options up to 10 years. This is a procurement that is led by the Treasurer's Office. The tollway is contributory to that agreement. And we do participate in the evaluation process of the banking services. This resolution would provide for, or this item would provide for, an upper limit of compensation of $400,000 for the contract year that begins September 1, 2012, and ends August 31st, 2013. This is a reduction from the upper limit of compensation for the current year contract. That is not because we expect the fees to drop, it is because the actual fee experience this year was less than we had anticipated. The contract, the Treasurer is negotiating with the vendor, has started those process, but our understanding is the fee structure will essentially be the same as it was in prior years, with this, an exception that there may be some small changes to the Brinks contract.
But we're confident that this dollar amount.
We're confident that this dollar amount will cover the cost.
I see what B of A contracts with Brinks. Are we happy with their armored car delivery services?
Yes, we are happy. Jeff in operations deals with them more directly, but I don't think we have any issues.
Any questions? Let's take this as is. Do I have a motion to approve item number one, renewal of the contract issued to the Illinois State Treasurer's Office for Customary Banking Services?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number two.
Second item is renewal of collection agency service contracts with Harris & Harris Limited and NCO Financial Systems, Inc. for a two-year period in an amount not to exceed $3 million for both firms. And this contract was also awarded pursuant to an RFP process. Zoli currently has contracts with these firms to provide collection and litigation services on its outstanding debts. Both collection agencies were awarded their contracts through an RFP process in 2009. Their current contracts began October 1, 2009 and will expire on September 30th. The commission rates, each of these firms receives commission fees for amounts that they collect. For non-litigation services, it's 13.5% for Harris & Harris, 14% for NCO. And for litigation services, it increases to 20% for Harris & Harris and 21% for NCO. The services provided by these vendors they include collection letters, calls, skip tracing, credit bureau reporting, and eventually litigation services if they're unable to collect on the accounts absent litigation.
One thing to note here is that it does take some time to integrate these vendors with our own technology system, because we need to make sure that the violation system and our account systems can communicate back and forth. So NCO did start a little later than Harris & Harris did. I think we also anticipate that while this is a two-year renewal, because of that integration period, we will likely be starting an RFP process for additional services beyond the renewal, if the renewal is approved, within the next couple of months, because we know that the RFP process will take some time, and then, to integrate and seamlessly continue to have this service, we'll want to leave ourselves enough time to make sure that happens.
So, can you explain to me what the actual payment arrangement is?
Sure. The collection agencies, of course, they make their effort to make their various efforts to collect issuance of letters and credit bureau reporting, follow-up activities, calls with the parties. Once they make the collection, they remit the full amount to the tollway,
mm-hmm.
and then we pay back to them the commission amount of approximately 14%. So it is entirely based on their collection efforts, and there's no flat fee or monthly fee associated.
But the litigation services are contingency based?
The same with litigation.
Same with litigation.
It's 20% of whatever they collect.
But if they don't collect anything, you know.
They don't receive anything. They're not even reimbursed for expenses that might incur as part of that.
So, Trustee Darcy, is this something your business is involved with? Do you don't have to do collections on outstanding?
Not like this.
No. Just curious if this is kind of the going rate and what happens in other industries.
When I have used agencies, they were more expensive on their percentage than what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. 25% to 30%.
Oh, is that right?
Probably based on the volume here, that's probably why the fees are less.
Yes.
Did you collect loans? Do you know about this?
To some extent. Yeah, this is fairly reasonable based on the dollar amount they've been trying to collect. So if it was any higher, then it would be questionable.
Yeah.
Based on the percentage. But it is contingency, so they're, like you said, they're doing the work. If they don't collect, they don't collect the fee either. Mm-hmm.
The renewal is, I see that it's spread over 3 years in the budget. The $3 million out of the 2012, the estimate is $375. Out of that other services, what would be left in the 2012 to be paid out of that $600,000 for the external auditors?
There's about
$600,000. So would we then estimate that the 2012 amount for the year would be about $1 million for that line item for 2012? I see we budgeted for $3,300,000.
Well, there's the first 9 months of this fiscal year as well.
Okay.
So the amount that you see here is the estimate, I believe, only for this new contract.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
No.
Okay, let's take item number two, renewal. Prior motion to approve the renewal of the collection agency services contracts with Harrison Harris and NCO Financial Systems.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number three, I think that's something we're going to finish.
I think we're still in the process of evaluating scores, but we'll make sure the information is to everybody. You know, okay. We hope to get it to the board meeting.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Procurement.
Morning, directors.
Morning.
Procurement has eight items for your consideration this morning. And Director Peterson, with your approval, I'd like to take your first three items if they are CMS-led procurements.
Sure.
The first item is an order against the CMS master contract to purchase StarCom 21 network radio user fees. StarCom 21 is the official statewide trunk digital public safety two-way radio communications network solution available in Illinois. District 15 State Police, Roadway Maintenance, and Information Technology utilize this two-way radio communication system in order to effectively communicate critical information to interested parties. Award is recommended to Motorola Solutions Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $10,920,000. The second item is an order against a CMS master contract to purchase office supplies. This contract provides a source for general use of office supplies for the next 3 years. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, P.D. Morrison Enterprises Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $300,000. The third item is a renewal of a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase four parts of the tollway's fleet of four vehicles. The tollway will utilize this contract on an as-needed basis for a two-year period. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Gilly High Ford Lincoln Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $440,000.
And that's for parts all, for, that's just for parts?
That's correct.
Yes. On the Motorola contract, basically that order against the CMS master contract, they just negotiated with them because they were pre-qualified with CMS, so CMS went out to the pre-qualified list and then negotiated with this vendor?
Well, a little bit different than that. Back in 2001, CMS had issued a competitive RFP for this technology. Motorola won that competitive RFP. It was a 10-year term, so they built all the infrastructure to build this communication system. Therefore, that's what prompted the 10-year sole source to Motorola, since they have all the infrastructure in place. And all, just so you know, not only the tollway utilized that network, all local police departments and fire departments, IEMA uses it as an official statewide communication system for emergency.
And this is just a 10-year contract?
Yes, it is, yes.
Can I ask a question about the office supplies? The bid is so varied.
Yeah, that's based on all bidders weren't, they didn't have to bid on every single item or category. So the amounts do vary on a lot of these master contracts because vendors don't have to bid on every single line item. So there's like a core list of items that vendors do bid on, and there's other items that you have to list your percentage discount from the catalog price.
So then the contract as issued is picks the lowest bidder in each category?
Correct.
So if you order 10, should you be ordering them from one place and paper from another?
But this vendor is the sole winner of the whole. They were the lowest
because they were the lowest across the board and everything.
Correct.
I hear the words, I don't understand what it means. If this person has everything, why are they more than, or what, almost a third?
Because some of these vendors chose not to bid at all in some of the categories. So if you have four different things, paper, pen, staples, and rubber band,
yeah.
Then some chose to bid on only the rubber band, others chose to bid on all. But my understanding.
But the people who got it have everything we need. It doesn't matter. It's just
yes.
Someday somebody can explain to me how this works. I mean, which other people come in?
Yeah, we always try to receive the bid tabs from CMS, and we did reach out. I do understand your concern, Chair Wolf, and I haven't received information relative to this bid.
Okay, but someday you could teach me how this can look so weird. Thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions on the first three items? Do you want to take these individually and vote on them, or do you have any more questions? Or
I'm a little confused on that last bid, the one-third pricing. Maybe we should have a separate meeting about it, because see such a variance from $500,000 to $4 million. And I just wondered how it can be the same box of equipment. Or is it?
For what the toll agent is requesting, you know, we are probably not going to utilize everything on that master contract. But for what the items that we need, you know, PD Enterprises was the lowest responsive bidder. I know CMS did verify that to me in an email that they were the lowest responsive bidder in the categories. Now, do I have the complete bid tab that shows every single item? I don't. I don't have the information.
But they all bid exactly the same
scope of work. Correct. Correct. They did. Okay. And this was competitively bid by CMS, with the Executive Ethics Commission also approved the award notice.
But the disqualified bidders were disqualified because they only submitted partial bids?
That's correct. The line item that they were supposed to bid on, they didn't bid on. Okay. That's correct, yes.
Do you want to take these individually, or do you want to take these items 1 through 3 together? They're all CMS sole
source. Should we move into the board meeting, then have a more thorough presentation on office supplies at the board meeting?
If somebody could just explain it when we get to the board meeting.
Okay.
I don't see any reason to hold it up. And it's board. I don't want to start this. I intellectually sort of understand what you're saying, but I don't understand the practical matter.
Okay. How I can get more information by the board meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Under procurement items 1, 2, and 3, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Item number 4, procurements.
Okay. Fourth item is a renewal of a tollway request for proposal to continue the maintenance and support of the tollway's automated vehicle locating system. This system provides a website interface that displays the geographic location of our vehicles that managers can view real time. This system can generate reports that include vehicle idling, vehicle speed, travel time, and monitor vehicle routes, to name a few. Renewal of this contract is recommended to Interfleet Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $140,000. The fifth item is a renewal of a tollway request for proposal to continue the SAR 999 Motorist Assistance Program. This contract provides emergency and non-emergency cellular phone dispatch services for motorists on the tollway and Chicago area expressways, which cover counties of Cook, Lake, DuPage, King, Will, and McHenry. The vendor has approximately 38 agents that field calls from motorists who report the incidents, and then the agent directs the incident to the appropriate jurisdiction. This is a cooperative effort with IDOT, who reimburses the tollway for 50% of the cost. Renewal of this contract is recommended to Marketing Alternatives Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $300,000. Sixth item is an emergency extension of a tollway request for proposal to purchase IPAS transponder, packaging, distribution, and back-end support services. These services are required to effectively supply over 180 Jewel Osco retail outlets with IPAS transponders and IPAS gift cards on a weekly basis. This extension will allow the tollway to complete a new competitive procurement for these services. Extension of this contract is recommended to EGOR, the Watchdog Corporation, in an amount not to exceed $1,990,450. Seventh item is an award of a tollway emergency purchase HVAC repair and replacement services at Plaza 61. Multiple compressor units that failed at Plaza 61 and no air conditioning is currently being supplied to any of the toll collection booths in the eastbound lanes. We also need to replace the condensing unit and one evaporator coil to our redundant HVAC system to our radio and equipment room. All these parts have already been ordered for this work, and the vendor will begin servicing these units as soon as the necessary parts are delivered. The award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Complete Temperature Systems Incorporated, in an amount not to exceed $47,500. The eighth and final item is an award of a tollway emergency to replace the salt filament maintenance building number 8. The original plan early this year was to only perform repair work to the salt dome until our engineering firm indicated this facility deteriorated so much in the last year that the dome has been structurally compromised, and they now recommend that the dome be replaced because of safety concerns. The award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidder, Penn Services LLC, in an amount not to exceed $470,000.
Any questions on any items?
Is there any way we could have anticipated the air conditioning going up and check that? It feels terrible. People are out there without air conditioning and they have to wait for us to do the emergency procedure.
Yeah, we had
the emergency means that it starts immediately, correct? So this
correct.
May be
part of retroactive.
Yes, okay. I mean, we started the process. I won't say okay. that it's not complete, but we started the process when we identify an emergency like that.
That's correct.
It's also for cooling equipment, too, isn't it? Special equipment that's affected by that?
Yes,
the compressors or?
Yes, the compressed units, westbound lanes, the backup unit is working, so.
I guess
they're still getting supplied air conditioning, these elements are.
My question was whether somebody does an annual review check to see how the systems, the heating and the air conditioning systems are working, so we don't end up with them going out. It's just it's a practical question.
Yeah, I believe that the department is working on a new procurement to put a maintenance contract in place for that. So there currently is not one. And the backup units, these elements did fail, and that's what caused the emergency.
I know at my house, I never remember to call the heating air conditioning guy until after something work after the first cold day of the year.
Right.
But somebody should have figured out in my house, and it was easy.
Okay. Questions? No questions. I recuse myself from item number 8. So there's we can take items 4, 5, 6, and 7, if that's okay. And a motion to approve. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion nays. Motion passes. We have a motion for the approval of item number 8.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. Thank you, John. You're welcome. Thanks. Item number, 8, engineering. Paul, final release of retainage of contracts. William Charles.
Morning, Commissioners. I have one item this morning. It's a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $150,329.98. It's on contract 5625, which was a joint venture of William Charles and Northwest Illinois Construction. They've completed all this work for intermittent pavement repairs and some shoulder repairs and other miscellaneous roadside improvements. It was on I-88 and also on portions of I-355. They're finishing under budget and they're meeting their DB requirements.
Any questions? Okay, so I heard a motion to approve item number 1 under engineering, final release of retainage.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion passes. Thank you. Anything else, Paul?
I did want to point out, I did have another item I was hoping to bring to the board this month. It was a construction contract award. It's for a pavement preservation type contract. It was a small contract. It was like $600,000. We thought it would be. It was located in that one stretch of I-90 in Rockford. And basically all they were doing was going to go out and do some preparation of the pavement surface and seal some cracks on the pavement. You might see that operation going on in your neighborhood streets. It really helps, you know, if we stay on top of those cracks, because then you could preserve the pavement for a longer life, and that's what we're definitely interested in. This was a little unusual because it was the first time we didn't get any bids. So we have reached out to all the plan holders, and in fact, there were 21 plan holders. 11 of the plans go to the assist agencies, so, you know, they're getting informed directly. There were...
Do you need a plan holder, or somebody comes and gets the plans?
Yeah, we have a website that kind of manages all of our engineering contract plans and specs, where vendors can just go on that website and they could review the plans and decide, you know, do they want to purchase these or not. And
but it means somebody who's looked at your...
They have purchased these plans. So that left really 10 other potential bidders. 5 of those were subcontractors or others. There's one company that just buys our plans and puts it out on another site, I think, to try to encourage more competition. But of the 5 that bid on it, there were various reasons. 2 of them were some of the bigger contractors, and they realized that they couldn't do 35% of the contract, which is what we require of all of our primes. And because
they couldn't, because it's such specialty.
It is a specialty. Just doing that crack sealing was like the majority of the contract. There was one who was a new bidder who, you know, said he just couldn't get his bid together in time. So we're hopeful about that. And I think.
I think our goal would be to maybe see if we do need to get it done this year, reissue it as part of the larger contract, right?
Because well, that's what we're looking at right now. We're
putting it out, or if we really need to get it done this year, if it can wait.
Right. We're trying to. We're going to make a decision on whether we go out and try to do a little more aggressive outreach and get somebody interested in bidding it, or and we would only do that if we could defer it, you know, until early next year, or we would probably be forced to put it into another contract.
Thanks, Paul. Legal. 2 items, item 1, number 1, bond counsel. 2, I think land acquisition may be going to executive session.
Thanks, directors. We would actually recommend that all matters on the legal agenda today proceed into executive session, so unless other business week suggests a motion, as soon as you're ready.
All right. Any other business we want to, any unfinished business? Any new business? No new business. Okay, there being no new business or unfinished business, I would like a motion to reopen, move into executive session now.
Yeah, we would recommend a motion pursuant to exceptions under the Open Meetings Act, specifically this month, pursuant to Section 2C1 to discuss retention of legal counsel for the tollway, 2C5 to discuss purchase of certain real property to be potentially acquired by the tollway, and Section 2C11 to discuss some pending and potential litigation against the tollway.
I'll make that motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now in executive session. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. We are back in regular session. We're out of executive session now. I'd like to have a motion under legal item 9, items 1 and 2. A motion to move to consent agenda, bond counsel approval of pool of law firm to be used for outside counsel for bond, and also land acquisition approval of litigation settlements and administrative process. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Can I ask, do you want to separate those because of my recusal?
Oh, that's right. We can do that. Okay. Let's take item number 1. Do I hear a motion to move to consent agenda?
So moved.
I will second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Item number 2, we are motion to move to consent agenda for land acquisition approval, litigation settlements, and or administrative process for contracts. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to consent agenda. Any other business for the board? They're being done. We have a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.